Hockey Canada's story keeps getting more sinister and sinister as we find out more and more about the allegations of sexual assault and how Hockey Canada handled them. Of course, they are, they being the execs right now, are in Ottawa and they are testifying in front of a parliamentary committee. Yesterday, another day of jaw-dropping testimony in Ottawa as Hockey Canada execs shedded more light on just how many allegations of sexual assault have been made within the organization over the past 30 years and how they've been handled with payouts from funds supplied by hockey moms and dads that want their kids to play our national sport. Kevin Waugh is an MP and member of the committee who is looking into how Hockey Canada handled the allegations of sexual assault, which we're finding more and more about on a daily basis. He joins the Kelly Cotrera Show now. Thanks very much for joining us again, Kevin.
Yeah, good morning, Kelly. What a revelation yesterday. $8.9 million, paid out in 21 sex claims over the last 30 years. When that number came out yesterday by the financial of Hockey Canada, Brian Cairo, it was silence in the room. We knew it was big, but we didn't know it was almost $9 million. Horrific.
Yeah, and can you elaborate on that storyline? Because a lot of it came from the National Equity Fund used, I guess, by it was set up. And when you enter your kids into Hockey Canada, you pay into that fund. So normal moms and dads are paying into that fund. It was used to pay out sexual claims. Can you talk about why they said they accessed that fund to pay out sexual assault claims?
Yeah, the National Equity Fund, actually, a couple of weeks ago, we knew very little, if anything, about this National Equity Fund from Hockey Canada. But 2 weeks ago or so, it was revealed that they had this to pay out claims that they didn't want to use their regular insurer. And in this case, when we go back, Kelly, to 2018, that's exactly what Hockey Canada did. They didn't want to drag this on and have the plaintiff in this case, the eight alleged hockey players that raped this woman at a Hockey Canada Foundation gala in June of 2018. So instead of going through the insurance, and everybody I think understands insurance, it takes months if not years after the claim to finish up. So they have this National Equity Fund paid for, as you said, parents of hockey players, not only minor, but also recreation hockey, which was a complete surprise. $23 each year goes to this fund. And so instead of doing the regular work through the insurance fund, they decide to pay it out. And that's what happened in 2022. Hockey Canada decided to pay the plaintiff up to $3.55 million. And you know, the $8.9 million that they talked about yesterday with the 21 sex claims, the $3.55 that has been speculated paid out is not even part of this.
So where did that money come from?
Well, it's come from the National Equity Fund, and they didn't include it yesterday.
Oh, they didn't. So, why is that? No, doesn't that speak to the transparency? And that these are the same people. I'm getting really worked up here, Kevin, because these are the same people that say they're going to fix what's going on. And unless you're willing to put it out, lay it all out on the table and show everybody your, you know, what you've got in your hand, I don't think you're the right people to take care of the job. In fact, the CEO of Hockey Canada, Scott Smith, was called on by several MPs to step down yesterday, and he basically pulled a Wolf of Wall Street, said, I'm not leaving, I'm not going. What was his reasoning for that?
Well, follow me. I'm the leader. I know all about the organization. I've been with them since 1997. And so Bob Nicholson, of course, was the executive director, CEO of Hockey Canada for decades, and then Tom Rennie took over, and then now we have Scott Smith, who has background in the organization. But you're right, it was a couple of times yesterday he was almost reapplying for his job when many MPs called for his head and resignation. And it's going to be interesting because Hockey Canada has a problem with its board. They're set up, Hockey Canada, CEO is in charge of everything. And the board, well, I can tell you what I want you to know, but I don't have to. And that has been the problem with Hockey Canada. So they're going through a governance review, and I hope several changes will happen. Being that the board...
Wait a minute, the CEO doesn't have to tell the board what they know? Is that what you're saying, there's a problem there?
Well, that happened here in 2018.
Right.
They went weeks, if not months, not telling the board of Hockey Canada that there is a serious sexual assault case going on. Then in 2022, May of this year, I'm not sure Scott or Tom Rennie told the board we've settled the agreement. We haven't seen... It's funny, you mentioned this, Kelly, because we haven't got the documentation from the board minutes yet. And we've asked for them, and they have to be approved yesterday, so Mr. Smith said, and we haven't got them. And there's four or five board meetings that took place from April to June. We're waiting to find out what's in those minutes.
Does the parliamentary committee have any power to affect change with Hockey Canada, or is this just a fact-finding exercise?
Fact-finding. Listen, we can all shout for people's heads left and right, but at the end of the day, Hockey Canada is responsible for hockey in this country. So it's up to the Board of Governors. It's up for the provincial bodies of Hockey Canada in this country to ask for his resignation or make some changes. As you know, yesterday, Kelly, one of my questions caused quite a stir because in front of me are seven men. And three on Zoom. There wasn't one woman in the room representing Hockey Canada. And that pretty well, to me, told the story. Other leagues, and let's face it, the NHL has moved on. We got Haley Wickenheiser and Portland Wool with the Toronto Maple Leafs. Hockey Canada is still in the back. And they're not making these changes that we have seen needed to be made in this country. So there is a systemic issue. There is a governance issue. And Canadians should demand more out of Hockey Canada.
Brian, I have no, Kevin, I have no time left with you. I want to ask you this, though, before I let you go, if you can answer very quickly.
Yep.
Should Hockey Canada skip the World Juniors?
Yes. This should never have happened. It's a money grab by Hockey Canada. It starts August 9th. We haven't even named Team Canada yet. Tickets in Red Deer and Edmonton are going to sink. This is a money-losing proposition. Canadians at this time do not want to see the World Juniors on their TV sets.
Kevin, thank you so much. I appreciate your time. You're doing some important work. I really hope, you don't have any power. It's a fact-finding mission, but I really hope that once the facts are out, the proper thing will be done with regards to Hockey Canada and cleaning things up. Thank you so much, Kevin.
Yeah, thank you, Kelly. Have a good day.
You too. Kevin Wise, an MP and member of the committee who's looking into how Hockey Canada handled the allegations of sexual assault.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.